Shut up! Shut up and listen to the eloquence of silence. From my tongue to your ears, direct. It's simple dialect, complex in a sense, but still makes sense. You see, they call us the leaders of tomorrow. Cliche, huh? But we're just the riders of sorrow, including him and her. We need to raise the bar, walk a spar, take a stand and make it grand. Create a brand with strands that transcend through the essence of sense. The presence of sense should be our core chore, but they're like weevils. Evil people who forget their roots and ditch their people. So they bore holes in society and blind us by digging bore holes in calamity. They don't prevent the tragedy. They only rush after the reality, so the reality is the tragedy graduating into calamity. Some famine, some drought, some poverty. Empty plate, empty cup, empty pockets. And so we mutate into pick pockets. We pick from empty pockets as they pick from every docket and open every locket. And I don't even own a jacket, let alone a closet. This stinks. That's why we must think before we dip that thumb in ink. If not, this thinking won't stop, but the shilling will drop. Drop in value, drop in life, drop from value down to strife. Funny how they promise us good roads, good health and good education, whereas the only implication is setting up commissions after being hit with sheer allegations and queer instigations. What a situation. The same promises they made during the previous generation are the same promises they're making in this one. This blunder is a big one. That's why we need a strategy to stop this travesty and animosity. And by animosity, I'm talking Wajiru, Wagala, and Tana. I think we need a page turner. Cut the blunder, avoid the blunder. It's about time we drew a line between retrogressive and progressive, active and proactive, customary and visionary.